This advertisement arrested my attention as I, Percival Wilford, barrister at law, glanced over the columns of the Times one August morning, 10 or 12 years ago. It seemed like an answer to the question I had been deliberating as I sat at breakfast in my dull temple chambers, namely, where should I spend the long vacation? I had reached that sedate period of life when one begins to realize that there is no joy but calm, and my ideal of a holiday retreat was some quiet, leafy nook where I could read and dream and go a-fishing and forget for a time that such things as briefs existed. I may add that I had only my own taste to consult in the matter, having the misfortune, to which I am perfectly resigned, to be a bachelor. I made a note of the advertisement and resolved to run down to the place next day and see whether it answered to its attractive description. Accordingly, on the following afternoon, I took train to Reading and walked thence to the village of Ranstone, which consisted of one long uphill street, beginning with a blacksmith's forge and ending with a barn. Midway between them stood an inn, the Golden Sheaf. Feeling somewhat fatigued by a 5-mile walk along dusty country roads, I turned to this hostelry to refresh myself with a glass of ale and inquire on my way. The landlord, a red-faced, burly man in shirt sleeves and a white apron, seemed puzzled by my question.